Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Memory of the 8 run this Saturday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. For the past 13 years, local running group Razor City Runners, as well as loved ones and friends, have hosted the Memory of the 8 run to remember and commemorate 8 University of Wyoming cross-country team members who were killed in a vehicle crash caused by a drunk driver. One of the runners, Morgan McLeland, was from Gillette. Not only is the race to remember those 8 that died, but to serve as a reminder to the community of the dangers of impaired driving. This year's run, which takes place on the anniversary date each year, will be this Saturday, September 16th at M&K Oil, located at 901 South 4J Road. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The Kids Fun Run is at 10:15 a.m. and the 8-mile race, as well as the 5K run walk, starts at 10:30 a.m. There is no fee to sign up for the race. However, donations are accepted. T-shirts and hats are available for purchase. Following the run, a barbecue will take place at the finish line. If you want to register prior to the race, you can do so online until 11:59 p.m. today. Visit runsignup.com/race/WY/Gillette/Memory of the 8 Gillette. Governor Gordon orders Wyoming flag to be flown at half-staff at the Capitol and in Crook County on September 19th. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered the Wyoming state flag be flown at half-staff at the Capitol in Cheyenne and in Crook County from sunrise to sunset on September 19th in honor and memory of Nels Smith. Mr. Smith represented Crook County in the Wyoming House of Representatives from 1963 to 1978 and serving as Speaker of the House in 1977 to 1978. He passed away September 1st. Smith, who is 84, and his wife, Jeanette, 85, died when their 2022 Chrysler minivan traveling on U.S. 85 north of Lingle on Friday the 1st crossed the center line and collided with a 2023 Toyota driven by 44-year-old Torrington resident Alicia Rodriguez, the Wyoming Highway Patrol reported. All three died at the scene. Governor Gordon noted that Smith served on the Wyoming Public Service Commission and sponsored Resolution 12, a constitutional amendment that nullifies the impact of any personal income tax if one were ever to be passed in Wyoming. Governor Gordon said Nels was a remarkable leader and a giant of a man in Wyoming ranching, politics, and public service. His insight was enormously helpful to me in my time as treasurer and as governor. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.